Drafters Podcast, a show about movies, fun, and competition, where our hosts draft movie-related items and make fun of each other along the way. Now for our hosts, Caleb, Quantas, and Roman.
All right, Film Drafters back, episode 102, our last episode of this season before we take a holiday break. So we're excited to be with you guys and talk about the movie of a generation, according to the trailers, which is probably true because, you know, the last one kind of was too. And so today we're not just drafting Avatar stuff because that would be unfair. We're drafting best non-Avatar 3D movies. If we were drafting best 3D movies, like Avatar 1 and 2 would be the first two picked, and the person who's drafting third would be very unfortunate because those are clearly just like the best 3D movies of all time. 3D movie, like as a concept, kind of hit and miss. I don't know. How do you guys feel about 3D movies in general? I know that Roman and I had a chance to see the original Avatar a couple months ago, and we chose not to see it in 3D. And so it's like, that's never really my first choice when I go to the theater.
If it tells you anything, raving about The Way of Water today at work to many a people and them buying their tickets because of my excitement and love for the film, they ask, should I do 3D HFR? And I said, don't do that to yourself, because I think 3D is a waste. I just don't see it like other people do. It's a cool concept. I'm out.
Have you considered that maybe you need glasses?
Jinkies. No.
Quantas, how do you feel about 3D movies?
It's all right. I mean, like, it can add to a movie, I guess, like theatrical experience, but I would never relegate myself to 3D if I had the choice between like a standard viewing and like a 3D. I've literally only gone to 3D either when it was like the super like boom popular time, like Avatar around that era, or like when there was just no other showings. It's like, hey, the only other time slot is 3D showing, and like we're about to close, so you got to take that or go. So I'm like, all right, hey, give me the 3D.
Yeah, like I'm a fan of like movies being immersive, and if like the 3D is done well, then that can happen. That's how I felt with the first movie, the first Avatar. But still, I feel like the thing is like you have to wear glasses. You have to wear the 3D glasses to watch it. So that's like, that's something that's separating you from the movie. That's something that's like getting in the way. So just like on a fundamental level, I don't prefer it, but I like the appeal of it, that it's something fun that could happen. And like, if you're in Disneyland and you get to go to like Star Tours, or you get to go on one of the 3D like fun things that they do, or even Universal Studios, they do lots of fun stuff with 3D too. It's like, that can be fun because it's like a ride, but movies, like, I don't want anything that separates me from like the screen.
Right. And I think that it works good for stuff like that, but I think it's also just really distracting, because like, even when I have them on, every time I've worn 3D glasses, too many times I'm like peeking over the little film and just being like, have to, are these things on? Like, are they working all right? And then all of a sudden you get like a headache and you're like, oh, no. And then you close one eye and you close the other, and then it's just distracting.
I mean, that's the thing too. I feel like I can tell that I'm getting nearsighted. Because there are times like I notice it, especially at the end of a movie when the credits are rolling, that the words are kind of blurry to me now. So I'm like, oh man, I'm getting old. I need glasses. But like the 3D, I always kind of get like motion sick or like a headache or something. So I just don't want that extra layer. But a lot of the movies that I have today on my list were actually movies that I felt like were enhanced by the 3D. And so we're still fun, adventurous things to do. And so we don't want to completely dump on it. We want to celebrate 3D movies and celebrate James Cameron for always inventing new things and pushing the envelope or however you want to pronounce that word. But so like I said, this is our last episode for the season. So you guys can jump in on all social media, and then wherever you get your podcast, make sure that you're hitting that like, subscribe button, and following along. During our hiatus, we might be posting some fun little pictures or videos of us doing punishments, because if you listen to our 100th episode, we crowned Quantes the winner of the first 100 episodes, and so Roman and I have to like dump water on ourselves or do something, so stay tuned for those. But in honor of Quantes being the champion, what more fitting than him drafting first on the season finale? So, Quantas, you ready?
Time to draft.
James Cameron, eat your heart out, because I have to choose the godfather of 3D cinema here, and I have to choose Spy Kids 3D game over.
No!
I mean,
took it first.
What else can you choose? It was like the first 3D experience for me as a kid. Like, I talked about it before a little bit, you know, the cardboard glasses with the red and blue tinfoil on it, just like so hard to see out of. But I'm like, I'm kind of seeing it like on my TV screen. I'm seeing some things pop out. But like, just overall, that movie is like just such a nostalgia trip for me. Just the aesthetic of it, the idea like going into the video game, the suits and everything just looks so cool. Like Robert Rodriguez, he just knows how to make like a good kind of like child's fantasy movie, like the world you would want to explore, want to get lost in. So applaud him for that, and making use of 3D at its height, well, before it really achieved its height early on.
Yeah, I feel like that was like mid-2000s. That was pre-Avatar, right?
Yeah, it was like 2004 or 2005.
Yeah, and this is the one with Sylvester Stallone as like the bad guy or something,
and George Clooney. And he transforms into Stallone at the end. So
Elijah
good.
Wood too.
Elijah Wood.
Man. I'm the guy. He just dies.
Yeah, I think Spy Kids is a thing that maybe my generation, it was just like too late for me. I never got into it. I don't think I've actually seen a full Spy Kids movie. So I think I should do that. Maybe I'll show my daughters the Spy Kids movies and she'll get into it.
Yeah, I am sad. This to me is the best 3D movie ever made. I haven't technically seen Avatar in 3D, but this one understands what it is, how to use it, where to use it, when to use it. I mean, seeing it in theater, seeing it at home, it's just a blast. And it's a video game movie. It's about a video game. And so I think of all like the big moments with like the chase and the little the pogo sticks and the frogs and the everything, the guy, the lightning, everything. It's all so good, and they use 3D so well. And to me, it is the definitive like 3D movie for me, just because it understands what it is. It's a self-aware franchise, and Robert Rodriguez delivers all the goods. And I think that, yeah, it's probably a little late for Caleb's generation, but I think it was pretty formative for me, just as these fun kids spy movies saving mom and dad. Just what a fun little franchise. And Steve Buscemi on a flying pig. It's just so cool. So good.
You keep saying these sentences and I keep not believing that they're real.
It's so good. I love it.
I need to see this movie.
I'm all
right
about
now. Him. All right, Roman, so what is your first pick?
I'm sad. I'm actually going to go with a classic that didn't really get a 3D release until its home video release. And it's really the only way to buy it a couple years ago. The original Predator in 3D. That's actually pretty well done. Some of these like transfers that these movies get end up doing really well in that department. I mean, it's not like groundbreaking or anything, but it is pretty cool to kind of see how John McTiernan filmed that film, and it just kind of transferred really well. I mean, Predator, we don't think about it for its 3D, and it wasn't really meant to do that, but sometimes these transfers are good, and Predator is one of them. And when I watched it on home video, I was like, hey, it's actually pretty cool that I own this in case I ever want to experience it that way.
So your family was the family that like upgraded their TV to a 3D TV.
Yeah.
So they had enough like glasses to go around for the full family to watch, or they had to like take turns with the glasses?
So we had to take turns. It was like a shift sort of deal, you know? So like I'd have to watch 20 minutes with the glasses on, and then my brother would watch with 20 minutes on. And so then I would get the headache at the 40 minute mark. And then it was wraps. It was over.
Yeah. Yeah. I would like, to me, I feel like the 3D experience has to be restricted to a theater. Never understood the home usage of that. Cause like at home, you need the freedom to like walk around, like do dishes or do something. Like you can't just be like walking around with 3D glasses all the time. But that's really interesting. I feel like that needs to be re-released in the theater. I would definitely see that in 3D because that sounds super fun. And I can just picture a lot of the acting sequences now in 3D. And that sounds like it could be really fun, especially just like the background is always like jungly leaves. The foreground is always like the people. And then like action and explosions are popping out all the time. So, yeah, it makes perfect sense that that would be a good 3D transfer.
Yeah, I've never seen it in 3D, but I can imagine it would be like a really fun time in 3D because, like you said, you have all that jungle, you have like these explosions, a lot of gunfire, you have got play a lot with like a predator's ability to like be invisible, you could play with that. So yeah, I can imagine you just had a really fun time just watching that in 3D. I would give it a shot if they did like maybe like a 3D remaster. Like, what if they just started doing 3D all over again? What if it took off after Avatar 2? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I don't know if it would take out again or like the, because there's different frame rates too for like the newest one. Do you notice that like in the 2D version as well for Way of Water, like when it changes?
Yes.
I still got to see it.
Still got to see it.
Magic.
Yeah, I see it on Monday. So this is, you know, after this, you know, you guys are listening to this. So only Roman has basked in the glory of the new frontier.
I am soaking wet still. It's been 24 hours.
I can't explain it. Still so wet. All right. All right. Well, down to me. I am actually going to take an Oscar nominee here that maybe isn't like the best movie. Yeah, 12 Angry Men 3D. No, but... to me, the movies that are on my list are kind of like they use the 3D like purposefully in a way like they shot it in a certain way that they knew audiences would be watching it in 3D. And so I'm going to take the movie Gravity, Sandra Bullock, basically the whole movie just floating around in space. The cool thing about space is like black background most of the time, like it's pretty easy to make things look like they're popping out. And so just her, all the action, like the mini explosions that happen in the movie, her like hurtling through space, George Clooney just like not wanting to spend time with a woman who is his same age. And so just floating off into space, it's great just to see him like float off there. And it's not really a spoiler because I'm pretty sure that happens in, like the first 10 minutes or something. But like it's just, it's so weird that it's like open space, but yet it feels so claustrophobic. And it's a really fun movie. I mean, it's not anything that I would want to like revisit, but like if it was in 3D, I might think about it because it's a wild ride. And Alfonso Cuarón just like knew how to shoot that really well.
Yeah, I've only seen Gravity on my phone, which actually was a really great experience. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning and I couldn't sleep, and it was a great experience. And everyone was like, this was one of the last ones where 3D was used well post Avatar. And I also just think that's a really special movie. I've only seen it once, but honestly, that shot of her like landing back on Earth and stepping for the first time in the movie is like really effective. And Alfonso Cuarón to go, but I should try and see that in 3D someday. I hope they eventually do like a re-release in honor of, I don't know, George Clooney, I guess. He's appeared twice on this list now.
Yeah. It's the third Clooney movie. Got to get that in there.
George Clooney annual screening for Gravity. Yeah. But yeah, I can imagine that'd be great in 3D just because it's shot so well. Like you said, you have all these deep space and like these objects just hurtling towards you at all times from her point of view. So if you watch that in 3D, I imagine it'd be so scary. Like I'd be terrified to watch that movie in 3D. I'd be afraid I'm going to get hit by like space station debris.
But, space debris.
Yeah, Gravity just isn't talked about enough. It's a really great movie.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like it kind of just like came and went. I believe it was like 2013, something like that. But yeah, it's really, really good. I think, did Alfonso Cuarón win for Best Director that year? I'm trying to look it up. It says Best Achievement in Directing, Alfonso Cuarón for Gravity. So it's usually just Best Director. It's weird that it says Best Achievement in. I don't know.
Maybe the Oscars.
The word. I don't know. But he was the first Hispanic and Mexican to win the Academy Award for Best Director for that movie. So, yeah.
Nice.
Fact. Well, I'm going to jump from one Academy Award winner to another here. And it's actually, no, no, wasn't. Okay, so Gravity was 2014. The year before, Life of Pi won Best Director. Ang Lee won in 2012, I think, or 2013, one of those. But that is like what was thought of to be like an unmakeable movie. Because how do you make a movie with a tiger and a boy on a boat for like 2 hours? And it happens, and you don't think that, like, why would that need to be in 3D? And then you see it, and it's like maybe like the most colorful movie I've ever seen, one of the most beautiful movies I've ever seen, and just gripping, just story-wise. But the CGI on the tiger is insane, and there's a certain part with like a whale fin that happens, and the 3D is just like phenomenal. I felt like when I saw that, that was just like right next to me. This was still like, you know, 4 or 5 years after Avatar. So it's still in that 3D bubble. And this is another one of those movies that just uses it really well, but is also just like a really good movie.
I have yet to see it, crazy enough. And this is one of those movies that, again, is just one of those instances like Gravity, where it was like, this is 3D at its apex. It's even better than Avatar. It's kind of crazy that these contemporary movies, I haven't seen a single one in 3D. It just shows my disdain, my general dislike. But one of my movies that I will end up drafting might probably, it should come back to me. I can't believe I saw it in 3D. So we'll talk about that in the future.
In the future.
Yeah, you need to get on that. Life of Pi is a banger. And I'm mad I didn't pick it, because that is a beautiful movie. And I would watch that in 3D, like at any given chance. It's that beautiful just because it's so immersive and makes you feel like a, like, reading a fantasy novel, and you're just kind of like imagining what's going on. Like, it almost doesn't feel real. And yeah, props to Ang Lee. He's always like experimenting with like the visuals in his movies, different ratios and different aspect ratios, you know, frame rates, all that stuff. So yeah, love that, man.
Yeah. And I don't even want to like spoil it, so I won't tell you really all the best parts. So you just need to watch Life of Pi. But Roman, comes back to you.
It is back to me, and we're going with another movie that I saw in 3D at home on Blu-ray, Friday the 13th, Part 3D.
Okay.
It's actually very good. Obviously not notorious for being like one of the best Friday the 13th movies, but you know, it's maybe in like the top three or four or five, I guess, but they're all just kind of like meh. But this one, what a trip. It's just weirdly bloody. There's some really good violence. You see, you know, Jason popping through windows and doors and his hand reaching out, and the 3D is actually pretty good. Obviously you have to wear the glasses and everything like that, but it's a pretty unique experience for a horror movie. And I think that horror lends itself to 3D really well, especially when it's at its most playful, like that movie. There are naked people in it. So there's 3D naked people and there's 3D killers, and it's just a unique little experience that I actually think utilizes 3D really well, because it's just a silly concept in its own regard, and applying that to a silly movie is fun.
Yeah. And I think that's probably the only thing that can redeem a Friday the 13th movie, is just it being silly and it being over the top, but also having like a playfulness to it. And so 3D, like having the machete coming at your face or something, or like Jason coming through a screen door or something like that. Like those are like fun things to watch as a horror movie. So yeah, I think that's a good pick. And that's probably like the only honestly enjoyable Friday the 13th movie that I've seen. And I haven't seen all of them, but it's probably the only one that I would say like, hey, if it was in 3D, I might watch it around Halloween time.
Yeah, I haven't seen it at all, but like when you say the name, I just imagine they were like, yeah, Friday the 13th 3D. This is what we're gonna retire off of right here. Like, we've hit the nail on the head. We can move no further.
Yeah, we made a trilogy. It's a good trilogy. Let's just leave it here, guys.
We've struck gold. No more 3D after this.
Yeah. All right. Well, Quantes, back to you. You get two in a row.
Oh, two in a row. Okay, cool. So I think I'm going to go with The Adventures of Tintin for my next pick. Really great movie, just really great animated movie, and it lends itself really well to 3D, just with how like bombastic the animation is and the movement of all the characters are, just the expressions on them. So yeah, I think a lot is gained from that movie, and a lot can be gained from like animated movies, I guess, in 3D more than like live action ones, I guess, when you think about it, maybe because there's not like that disconnect. between you and the animation as much as there is between like you and like real life actors that you're seeing on the screen. But yeah, the 3D in that movie is just really effective. I remember seeing it like on the DVD 3D disc and watching it with the glasses, just being amazed at how well this is directed and just how great everything looked in it. So yeah, definitely making my list.
Yeah, and then that has motion capture for all the actors too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and so it's a lot of, you know, experimental things. It's like the typical experimental 3D movie, like early 2010s, and it's Steven Spielberg, right, that did that. Yeah, kind of.
The GOAT.
Yeah, the GOAT. So, yeah, I think you're right when animation doesn't have that same disconnect, because like 3D real life stuff, like you still see, like that's what's really good about the first Avatar movie. I know that Roman, you said you didn't see Avatar in 3D when it first came out, but like that was the difference, that like 3D movies are typically like a foreground and a background. It's just, it's like two dimensions that you're seeing differently. But like Avatar, I remember seeing it have like several layers of depth where like you feel like you're standing there like looking out a window and seeing something. And still you can kind of tell like it's not quite right, but like in animation, like you can't tell because you're just totally immersed in this. And so a lot of my movies on my list are animated too, but Adventures of Tintin is an underrated movie that people need to see more. Yeah, so check it out, especially if you have a 3D TV. If not, you can borrow Roman's.
Yeah. I've only seen Tintin once, and I think that would probably lend itself really well to 3D just based on how good Spielberg is at just composing images, foreground, background, just those wonders that he's kind of notorious and known for. A lot of those in The Fablemans, my God, really good movie. But yeah, I need to rewatch Tintin. It's been a long time, a whole decade.
Yeah.
Solid little movie from what I remember.
Yeah. All right. Quantas, what's your third?
My third pick is going to have to be one I didn't think would get back to me, and it's going to be Tron Legacy, the Daft Punk Experience, also known as, because that movie is amazing. It's just the use of even the use of CGI. Everybody talks about like, the use of CGI, and the use of CGI on Jeff Bridges is actually like really good in that movie, like even now by today's standards, which I think is pretty cool. But
de-aging technology.
Yeah, and this is another movie that just kind of throws you into that video game world. So like, yeah, you're just experiencing like all the brightness and all the aesthetics of it, like kind of a next level type of ordeal there. And the music score to accompany that, I think, kind of will always take Tron to the next level. I think that's one of like the few movies that I would go out of the way to watch in 3D if I could.
Yeah, I remember seeing it in 3D. The problem was I was in like the front row all the way to the right. And so I feel like most of the time I didn't know what the heck was going on. But I could tell that it was really cool and it sounded really cool. But I also remember Tron Legacy, like not making a whole lot of sense, but again, I was like front row all the way to the right. So I'm not really sure. And I never got to revisit it.
Yeah. Also a movie that I watched on my phone, which probably didn't do it much service because of
a 3D phone.
How good it is visually. Yeah, the first movie to really toy with de-aging may have been a mistake, an error. But, you know, the visual effects of that movie are really, really unique. And Daft Punk is in their bag. They are cooking, and they're cooking up some magic. So, yeah, props to Daft Punk in a pretty okay movie.
Yeah,
let's remake it.
Yeah, I mean, it was on my list because I remember looking at certain parts and be like, whoa, that's really cool. And I think that was like the first time I remember seeing like Olivia Wilde. Is that who was in that movie?
Yes.
And thinking like, ooh, she's going to like go somewhere. But then that other guy, I thought of that too. And that didn't happen. He was supposed to be like the next Hollywood it guy. And he just like nothing became of him.
Yeah.
All right, Roman, back to you for your third.
Transformers. Pick one. I've actually seen three of these in 3D. I think the first one is probably the best use of 3D because everyone's trying. Just for comparison reasons, seeing Transformers Age of Extinction, which is already a 2-hour-and-50-minute movie in and of itself in 3D, is one of the most grueling experiences of my life. It is painful. Already talking about something I don't really enjoy and then putting it in a movie. And I'd already seen it before, but my dad wanted to go. And I said, well, Dad, let's go. Let's go to check it out. And it was terrible. But the first Transformers is not bad in 3D. It's actually pretty cool. And the designs of obviously like Optimus Prime and Bumblebee and their shape shifting. I mean, imagine like not being able to tell what they look like in regular 2D digital format and then trying it with 3D glasses on. You're just like, your brain is soup. Overall, the 3D is pretty impressive considering that Michael Bay always does a really good job with composing images and bringing images to life in really incredible ways. I think, you know, the first one is probably the best one with 3D. Don't do the rest, please.
Don't do it. Yeah, I think I've actually only seen, I think, the first two. Maybe I saw the third one on an airplane or something like that. And then I was like, I'm done for forever. So I couldn't even imagine watching all that with 3D glasses, getting a headache that I already had, seeing things transform with like 10 million different intricate parts that you can't tell what's going on. But you're like, I think what I'm seeing is cool. Like, I'm thinking of like the scene. There are a couple cool scenes. Like, I will defend some Transformer scenes, and I think the CGI is really good. I think maybe they were just given poor direction in, you know, not to like throw water on Michael Bay, because I think he's awesome in a lot of things. But I think, yeah, the CGI is just too complicated most of the time. But some of the best shots are like, I think of, was it Megatron who became the jet, where he like jumps up into the air and then he turns into a jet and flies off?
Starscream.
Was that Starscream?
Okay. That visual effect is out of this world.
Yeah, he's basically just like so flipping good in the air, and that happens. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's cool. But it's like, you know what just happened, and I assume right. That probably looks cool in 3D.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got to assume, too. I've not watched any of the Transformers movies in 3D. I watched them in regular old 2D. But I have to imagine, like, spoiler, I don't have any Bay on my list, but I have to imagine like most Michael Bay movies would be like pretty fun in 3D, just because like he's such a master of chaos and like just throwing stuff at the screen and making it seem like, you know, you're in the middle of it all, like in the midst of it all. So yeah, I have to imagine like Transformers, any of the Transformers, except maybe Transformers 4, because I remember that would be like especially long, would be like a good time.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, on to me. I feel like I do need to take an animated movie. And there was actually one animated movie that was made right around the time of Avatar. Maybe even the same company. I forget. No, because this is obviously it's DreamWorks. But maybe some of the CGI and the animation and stuff was similar or something. But I'm going to take How to Train Your Dragon. Because How to Train Your Dragon, there are so many flight scenes. And that's what's like really cool about how that movie uses 3D, is that it makes you feel like you're along for the ride. And you can notice it when you're rewatching it. You're like, wow, yeah, that would look really good in 3D. And the second one, I think I remember seeing in 3D as well. And there's just something different about just animation in 3D. And just the idea of like you're on Toothless flying around, or just like watching them go through the sky. Like, it's all purposeful, it's all good, and it's just a really good movie. So How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah, I think this is something I would have drafted if I'd seen it in 3D. I've heard actually really good things. I think animation lends itself better to a three-dimensional viewing experience, because I think that the colors, I think the way that the worlds exist, the characters exist, just lend itself so much better than live-action film. So more movies in 3D that are animated, I think that would benefit a lot. And I couldn't imagine what that looks like for How to Train Your Dragon. The flight sequences and the music alone, that movie itself alone. Give me the second one in 3D, one of the best animated movies ever.
Yeah.
Bang. Sure.
Maybe I should have just drafted that one.
Yeah. I think what we all learned today is the animated movies need to be the ones to bring back 3D boom. That's what it's going to be. They're the ones that deserve it, not live action. You're just wasting your time. But yeah. How to Train Your Dragon, that's a great pick. Like, out of all the animated movies, I have to think that's probably one of the best picks you can make, just because you do have all those flying scenes and there's kind of that immersion with the dragon being like so up close and stuff like that. So that's a good pick.
All right. Well, for my last pick, I'm going to do a keynote card here for a movie that was kind of underrated. But if you were part of, you know, a Facebook movie group or whatever when this movie came out, you understand that this was like one of the coolest 3D movies that you have like ever seen, and it utilized 3D probably like the best out of any movie that I had seen up to that point, maybe even Avatar. It's the movie Dredd with Carl Urban as Judge Dredd. It's like ultra violent, but like all the bullets, all the blood, all the explosions, they're just coming at your face. There's so many just like depths of field and layers to everything. Carl Urban puts in like a career performance as just like this steady, gruff guy who's just like taking no no's for no answers and throwing people off buildings. So if you haven't seen Dredd, like, I'm pretty sure the movie, like, the technically the title actually is Dredd 3D. It's not just Dredd. I could be wrong, but like that was one of like the most gorgeous and like bloody things I had ever seen. So I'm gonna go Dredd.
It's super interesting. I've only seen again that movie in 2D, but it was made with the intention of doing it in 3D. So it's like, if more movies just did that when they were trying to accomplish it, instead of doing like these really lazy transfers, that's why I don't understand why anyone sees Marvel movies in 3D or any blockbuster in 3D, because they're not doing it like that. They're literally just transferring it over, and the 3D looks crap from what I hear. So, and they did that with like the Star Wars re-releases, I think, too, when they did like the Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones, and then like no one saw it, and they're like, yeah, I'm out. But Dredd was kind of like one of the ones where it was like, we're making a movie for 3D, so let's rock, let's get violent. And a lot of people say that was kind of like the definitive way to watch that movie, and watching it in 2D actually does it no service. So maybe I should give it another rock and roll with the old 3D format.
Yeah, like most 3D is just, like you said, a lazy transfer, and you'll get like maybe one or two, you know, stray missiles in the final dogfight fly at you a little bit, and that's it. That's all you get out of it. But like with Dredd, it felt like every move was like intentional. Like it was, there was like one shot, somebody's like head exploded. You were going to feel that. You were going to see it on the screen. It was going to be awesome. So yeah, it was definitely the definitive way to watch that movie, I'd say. I forgot about Dredd until you mentioned it. So I got to give that movie a rewatch and find some 3D glasses, because I wanted to watch it in 3D.
Even if you don't have a 3D TV, just like wear the red and blue glasses and see what happens.
Always love when we watch old movies and like the bully's like sidekick is just wearing the 3D glasses. Just he's like chill, like
the dude from Back to the Future. He's so cool. But yeah, no, there's so many scenes that are just like milked for their length. Like I'm pretty sure it's like a 90 minute movie, and like half of it is slow motion. Like it's very thin plot. You don't need it. It's just lots of slow motion stuff coming at your face, and it's gorgeous. All right. Roman, fourth pick.
Alita, Battle Angel. The second appearance of Robert Rodriguez on this list. Also watched in 3D at home. Robert Rodriguez just does it, man. And I know James Cameron was supposed to direct that movie, and you can feel all of James Cameron's writing imprints all over it. He's all over that movie. But Rodriguez really brings it to life, and there's a lot of awesome sequences in that movie. And just... I've seen it a couple times now, and you know, 3D wasn't like my favorite way to view it. Seeing it in theaters was actually the best way to view it. And not many people did that. But yeah, seeing that movie in that format was actually kind of fun, because it services a lot of what that movie is. It's got the slow motion, which I think services 3D very well. You can kind of take it all in. It's got weird mechanical men with tendrils and arms and robots and cyborgs and a rollerball, which is just the absolutely coolest thing ever put to film. And it's a fun time. Good 3D in that one.
Yeah. I still need to see that one, so I can't really comment on that. I'm one of the many who never saw it, and I feel bad.
It's
because
so good.
A lot of people that I know and respect their opinions on movies love it. So I'm like, I missed out not seeing this in the theater. Respect.
Yeah, I also haven't seen Alita Battle Angel, and I kicked myself because Robert Rodriguez, like Ang Lee, like James Cameron, like so many others we've mentioned, is just one of those people who are pretty much crafting their movies from the ground up to be like, okay, I need this visual to be like a certain way, a certain aesthetic. And I need it to hit the audience in a specific way. Like they're pretty much from the ground up thinking about how the movie is going to play in the theater to a wide audience. And that's something that's pretty much always going to stand out to me when you're doing like movies in a format like 3D or even like, you know, 4K or anything of the such. So yeah, props to Alita Battle Angel for being an awesome movie visually, just from what I've seen of it. You know, I haven't seen the whole movie.
Yeah, okay. Roman's crying right now. Tears,
pain, suffering. Right.
Quantas, wrap it up. What is your final pick?
Got to wrap it up with another animated one, and that is going to be Coraline. This is definitely one of the best movies you can watch in 3D, I'd say. It was one of the movies I watched in 3D. I went to the theater. I remember seeing it in 3D and just being reminded of like kind of a storybook feel. Like I said, it gives these animated movies the colors popping a lot more and just feeling immersed in this world or like this nightmare world that she goes to. So yeah, I think it just adds another level of immersion to Coraline that you can get in the 2D version, but man, seeing it in the theater, 3D, underrated experience.
Yeah, I never saw it in 3D. I wish that I did. I can just picture like the moment where she's like crawling through the hole. I'm sure that looks really cool. But like the idea of like the claymation aspect of it, like just seeing the texture of everything and like the cloth and like the buttons and stuff all in 3D, I could tell that would look really captivating. Some of the same reason why like a lot of people would put something like a Nightmare Before Christmas or something on their list, because it feels like you're like in that strange environment that it's like it's halfway in between real life and animation. So it would feel really unique.
I've heard the same thing about Paranorman. So I raise you, you're not seeing Alita for me, not seeing Coraline. Which,
fair enough.
I should do it. Every Halloween comes around and everyone's like, yeah, I watch Coraline. And I'm like, I look at it and I'm like, not this time. Maybe next year.
I mean, if you have a phobia of buttons, I would say don't watch it.
I always hate when they break.
Yeah. All right. So to read it back, Quantas, you have Spy Kids 3D, Game Over, Adventures of Tintin, Tron Legacy, and Coraline. Roman, you have Predator, Friday the 13th Part 3, Transformers, and Alita Battle Angel. It was almost like a trifecta of 80s movies until you got the Alita Battle Angel thing. And then I drafted movies that probably also all came in with a span of like 2 years of each other. Gravity, Life of Pi, How to Train Your Dragon, and Dread 3D. Any honorable mentions you guys want to put out there? I did have some like animated ones that didn't make the list because I feel like and Pixar might still do this. Disney might still do this. Like they release most Pixar movies like in IMAX 3D. And that was like my preferred way to watch it. Like I put Toy Story 3 on here because I first saw it in IMAX 3D. And let me guarantee you, I had to clean those glasses, my tears off those glasses at the end of the movie.
Pacific Rim. I'm surprised we didn't, I don't know why I didn't draft that.
That's fun.
That one actually pretty good. And then just some movies I actually think would do really well with like a 3D like re-release. I think Evil Dead 1 or 2 would be really good. Mm. And then I would love to see something like The Shining. I think that would be kind of neat. Or Alien even. I don't know.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned The Shining and Alien, because The Shining, we kind of got like pieces of that with Ready Player One. Like there was like in the movie version, there's just like the scene where you're like, you're in the hotel. And so like, I remember seeing that in 3D going like, whoa, I feel like I'm standing right there looking at it. And say what you want about the movie and the book or whatever, but the 3D looked really good, I thought, in Ready Player One. So Quantas, you have other ones?
I have Hugo, underrated Martin Scorsese flick. That's really good. I had Nightmare Before Christmas. At a Beowulf, that weird ass movie. I just need to like put that on there.
It's like Beowulf,
the Dark Ages of 3D. Yeah,
I've got like show that to my grandkids and be like, hey, movies were doing like weird stuff. I was in like elementary. It's like post Polar Express, but also like not quite there.
Right. Yeah.
Uncanny Valley era. That's what we'll call it.
The Uncanny Valley. Yeah. All right. Well, that was best non-Avatar 3D movies. We had a great time this season. We'll see you guys in a little bit. Enjoy the holidays and catch Avatar. See it as many times as possible. And let us know what you think about it. Let us know what you think about our picks.
See ya. Enjoy. Merry Christmas.
See you in the future.